From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw, can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, the foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Heard that right, game time coming up momentarily here on 1430 ESPN. Coming to you live from the school on Palm Avenue, Pollard, the Knights hosting San Joaquin Memorial, a classic rivalry here on the Central Valley Sports Leader. Phil Benatti alongside Paul Metters for this call as we are ready up, gearing up for this one as both teams warming up. And Paul, good to be back on the mic with you for another game here this week. And it's exciting to think about this one. You always circle this game on the calendar, don't you?
Absolutely. San Joaquin Memorial, Bullard, no matter the sport, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, water polo, I don't care what it is, when these two schools get together, it is definitely one for the ages. These schools have been battling each other over the years. They are both in the CMAC. Every one of these games certainly matters. Remember, going back to last year, Bullard actually swept San Joaquin Memorial in league play. But the last time these two plays, San Joaquin Memorial took care of business, beating Bullard by 20 points. But this is always a fun place to watch a basketball game. I've been to a lot of these. We've called a few of these as well. So this is going to be an exciting matchup between two really good basketball teams. We're going to get into more of the specifics in just a second, but it's always a great atmosphere here at Bullard.
Let's talk about how they're getting here. Of course, Bullard entering 15-9 on the year, 3-1 in the CMAC play. San Joaquin Memorial 18-5, 4-0 in CMAC play. These teams have played tough schedules. These teams have been tested. Start on the Bullard side, which is at its up and down season, but they've really traveled around in a lot of tournaments early this part of the year. This team has seen a lot of different basketball throughout this season.
Yeah, absolutely, and it starts at the top with Coach Tim Amundson, who, believe it or not, this is his 10th year already at Bullard High School, one of the best coaches not only in the Central Section but in the state of California. You know, he's built on toughness. He's not afraid to schedule anybody. He plays in big-time tournaments and big-time showcases as well. He's one of those tough, old-school, hard-nosed coaches. So, yeah, these Knights, now the record may not reflect a great season for them. Like you said, Phil, 15-9 on the year. But you know what you're going to get with these ball, with every Tim Amundson coach basketball team. You're going to get toughness. You're going to get really good defense. You're going to get good shot selection. So, you know, it all starts with their senior, Javance Coleman. He's had to carry a lot of the load this year. He's one of those talented players, a four-year guy who we're excited to watch tonight. But yeah, Bullard, you know, they're definitely you know, one of the tougher opponents, one of the tougher schools in the Central Section. Everybody knows that.
On the flip side, San Joaquin Memorial, who is a team that a lot of people are circling as a potential spot at Cellon Arena this year, 18-5 on the year, 4-0 right now, but this might be their toughest test left on the schedule.
Yeah, I agree. That, you know, the coach Brad Rosnowski, like Coach Amundson, he's not afraid to go to these big tournaments and test where his team is at. They played in Las Vegas. They played down in L.A. just last Saturday. They traveled down to the coast to play St. Joseph, the number six ranked team in the state of California. They didn't win that one, but you know, they're very talented. 18-5 on the year, perfect in the CMAC. They don't have a lot of weaknesses. If you look up and down this roster, they got shooters, they got size, they got a good defensive team as well. So just a very well-balanced team for Coach Brad Rosnowski and his staff this year.
Well, stick around. We're getting set as tip-off is coming up. San Joaquin Memorial, Bullard here live on 1430 ESPN Fresno, Central Valley Sports Leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the foundation at FCOE.
Hi, welcome back. Pre-game show here on 1430 ESPN. San Joaquin Memorial and Bullard getting set for another battle. And, Paul, let's talk about some specific players on this team, players to watch in terms of this one. Let's start with the road team this time, San Joaquin Memorial. Who's a player you're looking at for this game tonight?
Well, where are we going to start? All five of their starters are kids that I absolutely love. All right, let's go with the big guy, right? A lot of options there. Parker Spies. I've been able to watch him for the last 4 years. Play for San Joaquin Memorial. Didn't get a lot of playing time his freshman year. That's because there are a lot of really good juniors and seniors when they won a state championship in 2023. He's headed to UC Irvine. He's 6'9". He controls the paint defensively. He does a good job rebounding the basketball, deflects a lot of shots. He's a very good scorer when he wants to be. So down underneath, he's pretty much unstoppable when he gets the ball around the rim. Actually has a really nice shot as well, but hasn't shot a lot of shots from the outside this year. He's a very capable scorer. So he's a kid that, you know, when you walk into the gym and you kind of eyeball teams when they're warming up or doing layups, and you see him walking right now, getting ready to do a layup. You know, he's an impressive player. He looks like a basketball player, so he's one I'm going to really watch tonight.
On the flip side for Bullard, yeah, you mentioned him in the pregame earlier, but just another conversation I would imagine about number four over there. But let me know, what kind of players are we watching on this Bullard set?
Yeah, so they got a starting five, a little bit of size. Some different classes. Talk about Kingston Sly. He is a freshman, been thrown into the fire this year. If you remember the name Joel Sly, who's actually the JV coach here at Bullard, did a good job coaching at Lamore. That's his son, right? And so it's fun to see a lot of these coaches' sons come up into the ranks. But, you know, you mentioned Javance Coleman Jr. and bringing him back up. It was dad, Javance Coleman. He was a superstar here in the Central Section. Played at Fresno State, a high-level athlete. Javance is a four-year guy like some of the San Joaquin Memorial players. He does a little bit of everything. He's got a decent shot from the outside. He sees the court really well. He contorts his body in different ways around the rim. He's a very capable scorer, good defender as well. So, hey, this team goes as Javance goes, let's be honest, and he's going to be a fun one to watch tonight.
All right, we're getting close to tip-off here. Just a few minutes left in the warm-up, so we'll take one more break. Get you set. San Joaquin Memorial at Bullard tonight on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Central Valley sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, warm-ups have pretty much wrapped up here. Memorial getting their last few shots in, and teams are getting ready to head over to their benches as San Joaquin Memorial and Bullard are getting ready to tip things off. Of course, we'll have Anthem coming up soon here in this environment. Paul, quickly, this rivalry.
Yeah, the rivalry.
Let's talk just about it real quick.
Yeah, absolutely. These two teams absolutely get after it. You know, both have some blue in their colors, the red there in San Joaquin Memorial, white on Bullard's side. But, yeah, you know, like I mentioned in the pregame, doesn't matter what sport these guys are competing against. When the schedule comes out, when San Joaquin Memorial, Bullard play each other, it's much watch for anybody that's, you know, a fan of the sport, parents, and we see, there's going to be another big crowd here tonight. So the rivalry between these schools runs deep. I hope they never separate them in leagues. Right? You hear that once in a while, you lose that rivalry, but right. These schools definitely get after it.
Well, teams are lining up on each side of the court to get ready for the national anthem. And once they get set after all these announcements, we will listen into this national anthem, as we always do on these broadcasts, and then get you set with the lineups and last-minute keys to this game as well. First of all, and also, always, thank you to all our sponsors who make this broadcast possible for you on the Central Valley Sports Leader. Memorial in their dark blue with the red. Bullard in their all-whites with the light blue piping. An army of cheerleaders on one side of this court here, Paul. Look at all the cheerleaders over there.
And the knight's out, the mascot.
Bullard Knight, who's in that dark blue gladiator armor, whatever it is. So we're listening in to the PA. There's a lot of announcements, Paul.
Got to give the records, right? You got to tell the people to leave those referees alone.
Exactly.
looks like we got a crew tonight. We know some of these guys. I think we saw last Memorial game. So
and I got to be honest, Phil. From the referees that I've seen this year, I've probably seen close to 20 basketball games. They've done a really, really good job.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I was able to go to the Bakersfield Christian and Buller game last Thursday. There were only 10 total fouls called in the game.
Yeah.
But we were all fine with it, right?
We haven't had an issue this year. For sure, Paul. It's been fantastic. All right, let's listen in to the national anthem on 1430 here. Very nicely done. All right, let's go to our lineups here, starting with the visiting team, San Joaquin Memorial. Like I said, wearing their dark blue with the red piping on either side of their jersey. It's going to be number 10, Ty Schock, the guard. Number 11, Parker Spees, the lanky forward. Jackson Silverstrom wearing number 13. Number 14, Dominic Olorowaju. And number 21, Sajan Sidhu, the senior there as well. What stands out on that lineup there, Paul, and their keys?
Good balance, good size. Heck, even their guards are big. Sajan Sidhu at 6'4". He can do a little bit of everything. Ty Schock at 6'2". Jackson Silverson also at 6'2". He had one of the best dunks I've seen in a long time against San Joaquin Memorial a few weeks ago, where he just went through the lane and crammed it with one hand and got fouled. So that's a really good team. You got shooters that got inside, outside, strong all the way across the board.
On the other side, Pollard, who's wearing our white uniforms, blue, light blue coloring on their jersey as well, with the Knights in the cursive. As the lights come down here, we'll shine a light on their lineup. Julius Zamora wearing number 2 tonight. Number 4, Javance Coleman Jr., the senior. Number 5, Dalen Mason. Number 11, Tyler Connors. And number 14, Kingston Sly. What stands about the Bullard Knights and their keys tonight?
Yeah, one of their keys to the game, they have to rebound the basketball, not a lot of height. I mentioned Kingston Sly. He's a freshman. He's going to be thrown into the fire trying to patrol the inside and grab some rebounds. So I say that, right? Say they're overmatched as far as the height goes, but they seem to get a lot of rebounds because they get after. They win a lot of 50-50 balls, does Bullard. So they're going to have to go against those big guys too. Bakersfield Christian in their game on Thursday, they had a 6'7 and a 6'6 kid, and I thought the Bullard shied away from a little bit. The coaches were a little upset. They felt like they didn't take the ball to the rim. So I want to see that tonight from these Bullard Knights. I want to talk about one player too, Tyler Connors. He's really coming to his own this year. He was one of those players actually that I felt was really aggressive in that Bakersfield Christian game. He's got an inside outside game. He's kind of fearless, so they're going to need him to play big tonight.
So you have the hype video in here. Let's talk about this gym, Paul, the history in this Bullard gym. And you see a lot of the championships, Valley championships, and numerous sports to our right side. Bullard pride all around, the Knight Shield. What do you memories come from you when you think about this gym?
I am actually going to start off with a not-so-great memory, Phil. I played in the 1989 Central Section Championship game in this gym. We actually played Carruthers, yes, in this Bullard gym, and we lost in double overtime.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's some of that when I walk into the gym every time I watch a basketball game here. But, man, you talk about the rich history, as you said, Phil, and, you know, talk to Coach Vance Wahlberg about some of his most memorable games coaching at Clovis West. And he mentions a lot of these losses that he had here going against the Swillis brothers and players like that. here at Bullard High School. So, you know, this is one of the original Fresno Unified schools. You know, you think about Van Ness Avenue and the Fig Garden area. You think about Bullard High and the rich tradition in all the sports. But, you know, a lot of really good basketball has been played in this gym under Coach Adminson and the coaches before him. So, you know, this is one of the staples in Fresno Unified is this gym right here.
We had a heck of a game last year in this one as far as these two teams who look to battle it here. A share of the C-Mac potentially on the line. Of course, Memorial with a win tonight could really grab a stranglehold of the league. On the flip side, Bullard could have something else to answer to if they end up winning this one tonight and sharing that title potentially. Of course, you got to play all your games, but winning a C-Mac title, both on the minds of these teams tonight, and that's going to matter, especially getting into playoff time, I would imagine, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about Sanger's also in the C-Mac, the top division. They got a really good team this year. You know, Roosevelt's in there. So, you know, when these two teams, like I said, Phil, get together, let's look at that student section. We love a good student section, don't we? When these two teams get together, it's always going to be a battle.
It's going to be Spees against Slide in the middle of the court here as we get set for tip-off. Thank you for listening wherever you're listening here on 1430. Memorial and Bullard underway as Parker Spees tips it back to Sidhu. And we're underway, 8 minutes on the clock here in this first quarter.
Bullard come out, man-to-man defense.
Sidhu dribbling to the left, now getting it over to Spees, who drives in through the defender, and it's going to be a foul. He draws it as it looked like it was Connors who got barreled over, but he was not in position, so first foul for him.
Well, I mentioned in the pregame
how called Parker, a shooting foul.
Yeah, that's the right call. He was going up. But, you know, Parker Spees hasn't scored a lot this year. At the beginning of the year at the Clovis West Nike Invitational, he's putting on a show. He's deferred a lot in these last 15 games or so, and I think Coach Ross saw something like, all right, let's get Parker involved a little bit early, set a high screen for him, and he took it to the hole strong.
First free throw good, a KFC bucket there for Parker Spees. Second free throw on its way and rattles away, no good. There comes Dalen Mason, who gets it over to Zamora, who gets it over to Coleman. First time he's touching this basketball tonight, we'll hear a lot from him.
Nothing fancy about San Joaquin's Memorial defense. It's like Bull, they can play straight up man-to-man.
Zamora looking to drive in, gets it to Coleman. Coleman's going to pull up near the free throw line and knocks down the two-pointer.
And that's kind of his shot. He's very crafty from 15 foot in. Always good to see that first one go down.
Bullard pressuring up here as Memorial's going to break through it, though. Get through the timeline. Coleman on Spees. Spees finding Sidhu's going to turn around, shoot a long two. No good on the left side. Rebound Bullard. Coleman now bringing with the basketball the other way. Guarded by Spees. Coleman moving to the left side now of the half court. Now getting it over to Sly. Sly guarded by Olin Rawaju. Sly holding the basketball. Now hands it to Connors. Connors dribbling to the right side. A little bump, no call. Cutting in with Zamora. Back out to Connors. Now kicking it back out to the top of the arc. Now swinging it to the corner. Zamora, three-pointer, knocks it down.
Yeah, good patience from Bullard. They didn't force the basketball inside as Bullard showing a little bit of a press here. Now they go back to the man-to-man.
5-1 Knights early. Here comes Silverstrom the other way. He's going to shoot it from the right side. No good on the back iron. Now here comes Bullard the other way. Coleman through the hands. Too strong of a pass. Sly couldn't handle it. Turnover.
And that's something you don't see every day is a turnover happening and Coach Adminson actually clapping his hands because he liked moving the ball, pushing the ball up court. Sly just wasn't able to gather it.
Spees handling the basketball in the backcourt, getting it to Silverstrom, who now gets it to the front court in the corner, wide open. Oh, he did not shoot it. Now gets it to Spees, who's backing down his defender. Size difference here on Connors. Turn around, layup attempt. Yes.
Yeah, he's good with either hand. Very apt with his left hand. Very comfortable.
5-3 Knights. 2 minutes into this basketball game. Coleman getting it over to Sly. Sly on the arc now hands it to Zamora. Zamora driving into the free throw line now, kicking it out to Mason. Mason inside the key, turns, shows up a shot on the right side, and yes, rattles home. Touched everywhere around the rim, but Bullard with two more. Sidhu the other way as he flies in. Now he's going to kick it back out. Shock, three-pointer on its way. Short. Fight for the rebound. Spees got it. Two defenders around him. It's poked away. Olin Rwanju throws it off the back of Coleman. And they're going to say out of bounds off Bullard. Bullard Awaju was able to save it, and Memorial's now with the basketball.
The student section, what do you think, Bill? About 3 feet, maybe 2.5 feet from the baseline.
I bet you Parker Spees knows exactly what those students are saying right behind him. Tight quarters for both of these teams when they play each other in each gym. As Sidhu gets it over to Schalk in the corner, guarded tightly. Worry is in the basketball game for the first time for Bullard. Corner three, Olin Rwanju, no good, and a rebound. As you see TJ Dixon with the rebound, Bullard already subbing here. Coleman now dribbling the basketball on Spees. Turn around, almost thought about the shot. Spees had a high difference, though. He would have blocked it. Now gets it out to Kyron Worry, who hands it to Quinton Kuehler. Over to Worry. Worry spins, backing up. Silverstrom guarding him, now handed a shot, and it's stolen away. Spees is a throw over, and he's going to slam it home on the fast break. Two hands.
Yeah, turnover by the freshman. Spees over there, able to pick it up. Just takes two dribbles from about half court, palms the basketball, and dunks it.
Coleman flying in, strong layup, good. He floated in there and just kind of got it to go. They're up four. Sidhu with the basketball, dribbling left side, turnaround jumper, little short, no good. Air balls. Now Bullard the other way as Coleman crosses the half court and settles it down. Guarded by Sidhu. Coleman with the screen set by Sly. He's going to take it. Sidhu really tight on him here. Another Sly now, who's guarded by Olawanji, holding the basketball in front of him. Now he turns, goes towards the basket, kicking it back out. Coleman's going to try a three-pointer. It's going to be wide over the left side, and the ball's poked away. Sidhu is wide open on the other side, and he's going to slam it one hand.
Yeah, Bullard's got to do a better job of getting back on defense. These guards for Memorial are very fast.
Corner three, other way. Bullard able to knock it down. Quinton Kuehler able to knock it down, the sophomore. Here comes Silverstrom, a three on the other way on the fast break. Too strong. Rebound, TJ Dixon. Bullard the other way. Dixon with the basketball, flying in, takes contact, layup attempt. We'll see if it's on the shot. Could be on the gather here. And the foul is on Schalk. And I think they're going to call it a shooting foul. Yes, it'll be two free throws for TJ Dixon.
One thing that we haven't mentioned so far in this broadcast yet, Phil, is the young guys for Bowler High School. Kingston Sly is a starter as a freshman. There's a talented freshman, number 21, Wari, made his presence known as well. He's thrown into the fire in a big atmosphere like this. And Bowler's done a good job of rebounding the basketball, keeping San Joaquin Memorial to only one shot on the offensive end.
First free throw is good for TJ Dixon. Second free throw, no good. So 13-7, Bullard leads early. A little over halfway through this first quarter. Schalk flying in. Now kicks it out, Olorwanju over to Sidhu. Now they set up in the half court. Sidhu over to Schalk. Schalk dribbling to the right side beyond the arc. Now he's standing at the top of the zone, getting it over Sidhu to the left side. Olorwanju now standing on the baseline. Now he drives baseline, kicking over to Schalk. Schalk three-pointer on its way. No good on the left side. Bullard with the rebound. Here they come the other way. Dixon flying in, gathers, contact, and a charge.
Well, the aggressiveness for Bullard is there. Felt like against Bakersfield Christian last Thursday, they were kind of shying away from taking it to the hole, but it's clearly evident in this game. They're trying to get it, you know, trying to take it to San Joaquin Memorial, but just got caught on an offensive foul, but I like the aggressiveness.
3:01 to go in this quarter. Bullard leads by six. Both student sections are showing up. Yes, and Aiden Walters had the basketball, but he stepped out of bounds. I saw it right there in front of us, and that's going to be a turnover. An unforced error there for Memorial. So Bullard back on offense here. Mason inbounding it to Coleman. Coleman over to Zamora, who stands by the logo. Now over to Connors. Connors dribbling with the right hand. Now to the left hand. He picks up the basketball, looking to pass it to someone. Gets it over to Montrell Heinix. Over to Coleman now. Coleman dribbling with the right hand, driving inside. Spees is guarding him tightly, and a ball tipped away on the back pass. Zamora tries a shot, and no good as Memorial will pick up the basketball. Deflections everywhere on that possession. Sidhu now the other way, dribbling with it. Setting up on the offense, guarded by Mason. Sidhu, step back. Two-pointer long, got it to go. Floated over Mason and got the shot to knock down. Connors flying in, hands it Hynix. He was hit from behind, and yeah, that's a foul. It was a late call, but it was a foul. Sanu was contacting him on the backside, and so Montrell Hynix will shoot two.
Well, Buller's doing a great job of getting the ball up the basketball court and putting pressure on San Joaquin Memorial. That was going to be a layup as Sadu comes and fouls him from behind. Yeah, if it wasn't for those two open court dunks by Spies and by Sadu, they only have that one bucket underneath by Spies.
First free throw, no good. Yeah, they had the free throws, too, on the other side.
Besides Sadu's sorry fadeaway there on that last possession. But, yeah, Buller's playing really good defense.
Hynix will look to make it a 1-for-2 trip. No good. 0-for-2 on the free throws. That'll kill you. Here comes Memorial the other way, and it's blocked as Walters tried the layup. It was blocked by Bullard. Here comes Connors the other way. Kick back out. Coleman's going to try a long three, and it falls.
Long three is right. That was from about 28 feet.
Ball's poked away as Silverstrom flies in. He had gathered it again, picked it up with the right hand, and was able to lay it up. 16-11 with 1:33 to go in this opening quarter of basketball. Coleman driving. Zamora's wide open on the right side. Three-pointer, no good as it fell short. Here comes Memorial the other way, 2-on-1. Shaw, he's just going to soar in. He's going to hit the foul, and it's going to be a charge. Ty Shaw picks up his second early in this game on the charge.
Yeah, that was a 2-on-1. Shaw on the right-hand side. I thought he could give it. Yeah, Coach Ross is giving him the business because felt like he could have passed it earlier for a layup. Tried to go off 2 feet. Coleman did a great job of sliding over and taking that charge. That's another turnover.
More subs in this basketball game. Shocks out of the basketball game here. So one of those shooters from Memorial off the floor. Coleman's going to drive right hand. Turn around. Now he's going to step through and lay it up the right side. Empty move from J. Vance Coleman.
Old school. Pivot. Go off 1 foot. Running a scoop shot.
Here comes Memorial the other way, down 7 in this basketball game early. 1 minute to go in this first quarter. Sadu over to Walters. Aiden Walters handing it to Olun Rwanju, who's standing at the top, guarded by Zadora. Now he spins, laying it up right hand. Wow, the length there from Olun Rwanju. Can we get that to go?
Yeah, impressive move from the sophomore, especially at 6'6". He's impressive.
J. Vance Coleman going to get over to Sly. Sly bounce past Zamora, floater in, and no, it does not go. Here comes Memorial the other way. They can hold for the final shot. Silverstrom with some speed, and he's going to pull back up. Get it over to Olun Rwanju. Walter's going to fire a three now over the left side. No good. Spies offensive board. He puts it back in with the right.
Got bailed out because he should have waited until the end of the quarter to shoot that shot. There's Parker Spies grabbing it and putting it back up.
10 seconds to go. Coleman have a chance to hit it at the buzzer here. Bullard up three, looking to add more. Coleman taking the screen. Contact. He's going to fire another long three on its way. Well off to the left side. No good. And your first quarter has come to an end. 18-15. Bullard leads over Memorial on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, second quarter underway momentarily. Both coaches talking to their teams. And, Paul, talk about that first quarter action. What's impressed you so far from the Bullard standpoint?
Well, it's been a fun game to watch, first of all. But I like what Bullard's doing offensively. They haven't really put up a bad shot all night. They're taking it to the hole. Coleman had that 1 3-pointer early. They're playing aggressive. I felt like they need to get back a little bit more on defense. Memorial's been able to get a couple layups. But, hey, you know, you're up by 3 points against a state top 25 team. You're feeling pretty good about yourself after one.
You got Dixon, Zamora, Coleman, Kyler, and Sly in. And then on the flip side for Memorial, you've got Silverstrom, Spies, Johnson, Olun Rwanju, and Sadu in. Ball was knocked away as Sly was underneath the basket, and it was knocked away by Memorial, so to retain Bullard possession here to open the second quarter. And checking now out is Kyler, and back in is Connors for Bullard. Zamora up ahead, floating in, and cannot get it to go. It was to Dixon, who was floating in on the alley-oop layup. Here comes Olun Rwanju flying in, and that's a blocking foul. They're calling a blocking foul on Connors. Olerwanju and one. He was flying up there.
Yeah, Coach Abinson didn't like the call, having some words with the referee. That's one of those 50-50 calls, right, Phil? I felt like Connors actually did beat Olerwanju to the spot. He might have been leaning back just a little bit, maybe under the basket a little bit too much as well, but I thought that was pretty good defense. That might be even one of those, Phil, that you see that's like a no-call, right? It's like, all right, I'll let that one play out.
See how high Olerwanju was flying up there, though, to get to that spot? So Connors is second. He's going to have to sit. So we got a couple players here with two already, just a little over a quarter into this one. Shock for Memorial, Connors for Buller. No good for Olerwanju, so it stays a two-point possession. 18-17 with 7:38 to go. Driving in Dixon. He's harassed by Silverstrom. He's trying to get the shot off and does not get it to go. Good defense from Silverstrom. Here comes Memorial the other way. Sidhu going to pull up from the free throw line and knocks it down, and the Panthers had their first lead since 1-0.
Yeah, Sidhu is really deadly, and he's on the move.
Sly underneath Olerwanju. He waited for him to block the shot. It's blocked by Spees, and then he's going to be fouled underneath. We'll check the number on that, and it was Sidhu. That's his second in this basketball game.
I like the way Sly just kept getting after it. Again, the freshman not scared of taking it inside, grabbing the rebound, not bringing it back down, putting it right back up. Love it.
Sly, first free throw, no good, too strong. Here comes Ty Schock back into the basketball game for Sidhu. So one guy with two fouls coming in for the other. Zamora out, Dixon out for Bullard. In is Jordan Acuna. And Dalen Mason, one of the starters, back in for Bullard. Second free throw, rattles home. We're tied, 19-19 with 7:11 to go in this first half.
Picking up full court.
Schock to Silverstrom up ahead. Olerwanju now picking up the basketball. Passes over to Schock, who now they set up in the half court. Schock guarded by Kyler. Dribbling in it, crossing over to the right side now. Picks it up, go over to Johnson in the corner. Johnson now puts the ball to the floor, dribbling back and forth. Spees at the top of the arc now, holding it. Sly guarding him. Spees going to pull up for a three-pointer, and off to the left side, no good. Fight for the rebound. We'll see who it's off, and they're going to say it's off of Ty Schock, and it stays Buller basketball.
Yeah, I thought Silverstrom was going to get that rebound. Coleman came up and challenged it, but I guess they called it off a shot.
Jordan Acuna dribbling with the right hand. Handing it off to Kyler, up to the top with Coleman. Coleman now guarded by Johnson, dribbling right side, over to the corner now. Dribbling baseline is Acuna, pass back out. Kyler, three-pointer, no good off the right side, and a rebound for Parker Spees.
He's done a good job rebounding the basketball on the defensive side.
Silverstrom to Schock on the other side. Schock poked away, stolen away. Kyler got his hand in it. He picks up the basketball now. Spees, he takes the shot and still gets it to go over Parker Spees. 21-19, Bullard leads. Memorial the other way. Schock over to Johnson. Johnson guarded by Acuna. Johnson to the left side, spins inside the key, right side, takes the body and floats it in, tying it up at 21.
Yeah, he's only a freshman as well, 6'1". Saw the opportunity, the lane was there, went in strong, pivoted around, and flipped it up with his right hand. Nice play.
Student section letting the people know he's a freshman. As here comes Coleman. Coleman, Spees guarding him, getting it over to the corner. Inside ball is wildly thrown away. I think maybe Olerwanju deflected it. Johnson flying in, right hand, no good. Spees put back attempt, and Sly gets it after the miss.
Yeah, it's another opportunity, 3-on-1. Didn't make the right decision.
Coleman splits the defenders, ball lost behind him. Fight for it on the ground, and I think Sly committed the foul. He reached around. Silverstrom had the position to have it, and Kingston Sly just reached in.
Yeah, nice pace of the game. Both teams absolutely getting after. And what Bullard is trying to do, I mentioned they're picking up San Joaquin Memorial full court. It's kind of like a pseudo full court press where they're slowing the game down. They're not necessarily trapping, but they're just trying to make it difficult, not easy, for Memorial to get the ball up court.
Sidhu back in for Johnson from Memorial now. He has those two fouls. Schock with it as well with those two fouls. Zamora in for Acuna. possession for Memorial right now. Shy Shock alley-oop. He cannot get it to go. He had the two hands but couldn't gather it to slam it. Here comes Bowler the other way as Zamora over to Sly. Sly lost it momentarily, and it's knocked away now as Shock picks it up. Shock's got two on one. Up ahead, Silverstrom flying up. Alley-oop, no good. Olorwanju finds the ball underneath. It's poked away momentarily. Gathering it. Over to the corner is Shock. In, flying in. Floating it over to the defender. No good. Spee's flying in. He gets the offensive board. Olorwanju open underneath. He doesn't get it to go. Ball is going to the corner, and it's picked up by Bullard. Knocked away by Silverstrom. And now Sly has it with Coleman. Bullard the other way. And Coleman will slide it down. Minnell, he's going to take a three-pointer, another long-distance one. Finds Sly off the left side, and he puts it up for two.
An absolutely wild sequence. Memorial had plenty of opportunities to score last possession. Weren't able to put it in.
Sadu, pull up, long two from the top of the arc. No good. Zamora picks up the rebound. Coleman the other way. Two-point lead for Bullard, 23-21 with under 4 minutes to go in this first half. Coleman guarded tightly by Silverstrom. He's going to spin on the body. Jump step, pull up, no good. Short, he gets his own rebound. He fakes the shot, over to the corner. Three-pointer on its way. Kyler! Quentin Kyler knocks down the three. And we got a timeout from Coach Rosnowski, a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 26-21 with 3:36 to go in this second quarter.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
One, Bowler leads over Memorial here in this second quarter, 36 to go. No Javance Coleman in right now for Bullard, so this is a key moment for Memorial to get back into it. Sadu driving left side, taking advantage of it, but he does not get it to go and hits a rebound for TJ Dixon. Young lineup here for Bullard over the other way. Is Braylon Kelly Hudson flying in? No good on the left side. Sadu guarding him in underneath, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back in.
Well, not only is Coleman out of the basketball game, so is Parker Spees.
Shock flying in with the left hand and gets it to go. Good answer for two. 28-23. We're now at 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. Zamora poked away momentarily, gathers it again. Over to Kelly Hudson. Kelly Hudson, first time we called his name in this game. Now inside to Heinix. Now kicking it back, Kyler. Excuse me, Worry, who has it. Worry steps through with the floater. Gets it to go. Got two defenders up on their feet.
Nice patience by the freshman.
30-23, Bullard leads. Olorwanju on the other side, guarded by Heinix. Flying in. Heinix, good challenge, but Olorwanju a little strong there and gets it to go off the glass.
Yeah, very strong move by him.
Worry. Guarded by Walters the other way. 2:19 to go. 5-point Bullard lead. Knocked away, but he gathers it again on the backside. Throws the basketball to no one as Olorwanju is able to pick it up. Bad pass from Heinix.
Yeah, this offense, the last couple possessions, looks lost without Coleman. He's coming back into the game. You ready to check in?
Sadu with the basketball. Olorwanju trying to set that screen. Now Sadu takes it. Guarded by Heinix over to Olorwanju. Thought about the three. He gets it to Sadu. Sadu firing a long three that's off the right side. Walters with the offensive board. Kicks it out to Shock. Three-pointer. He knocks it down. And Tim Adamson wants to talk about it. He is not happy about what just happened.
Well, they went away from the scouting report. We know that it looks like there might have a little incident. I think the referees called it timeout.
Well, I saw Tim Adamson call for the timeout.
Okay.
That's what I first saw. So it was a timeout.
The referees are talking to Bullard admin about, I think Shock kind of fell into the student section. I think he was pushed a little bit. So, they're going to take care of that. But, I think Coach Adamson's upset at not knowing the scouting report, right? Ty Shock, one of the best shooters on the court. They left him open for that three. Big shot by him.
He's really animated in that huddle right now on this 30-second timeout. I imagine he's ready to have Coleman come back in and settle things down. It was a young lineup. You had to go to it.
Yeah.
But that's what you're going to get with that kind of lineup there. And of course, these guys are navigating it through. But this Bullard team so far has been able to take the punches. And now with Coleman back in with about 1:45 to go, they look to extend potentially this lead or have to hold this lead before the halftime break. It's Memorial basketball because of a technical, I believe, on the crowd of some sort. Like you said, Paul, so they're giving it to Memorial. And on the backside, Walters just wide open and laying it up for two. And now we're tied at 30. That was a five-point possession there, Paul. Coleman spinning inside, kicking it back out. Kelly Hudson, three-pointer, knocks it down. The sophomore. 33-30, Bullard leading again. Shock with the basketball by the logo. He dribbles left side, now flying in and just loses it. And it's off his hand, and they call it out of bounds off Memorial. 1:21 to go for Bullard. Look to slow down here and at least guarantee themselves a lead going into the half. Coleman getting it over to Sly. Sly handing it to Zamora at the top, who gets it over to Dixon, who flies in on the right side. Now a bounce pass inside. Kelly Hudson backside, no good on the layup attempt, and here comes Memorial the other way. Walters up ahead to Shock. Shock slows it back down. Step back three-pointer. Yes! Ties it at 33.
That was a pretty shot. I thought he could have caught it and tried to bank it in from about 12 feet out, but took one dribble, got back to the three-point line, and swished it.
40 seconds to go in the first half, excuse me. Tied at 33. Underneath, Coleman, turn around, hook shot. Yes! And Bullard back on top, and Memorial can hold for the final shot here. Shock dribbling the basketball. Excuse me. Guarded by Coleman. Looking to bring it down here on the clock. Going to navigate the offense, and now they're getting the setup here. Going on ISO on Coleman. Now gets it to Spies. 5 seconds on the clock. Spies step back three-pointer on its way. Good! And after all of that, Memorial has the one-point lead at the halftime break, 36-35. We got a good one, folks. Don't go anywhere on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops. It's halftime. Phil Benatti alongside Paul Matters for 36-35 Memorial leading over Bullard. After all that, it felt like Bullard was controlling that game for a little bit. They had that lead for most of the half, and then suddenly Parker Spies knocks down a three. It's a different story as Memorial leads at the half. But how would you characterize the way we've seen this basketball game played in that first half of this game?
It's been a very entertaining game. Bullard, like you mentioned, Phil, had that 18-15 lead at the end of the first quarter. San Joaquin Memorial got two really big three-point shots, one from Ty Shock and one from Parker Spies to end the first half. But it's been entertaining, man. And one thing with the Tim Adamson coach team, any Adamson coach team, right, you can count on is they're not going to be scared of the opponent, right? They're going to get after it. They're going to be well prepared. We've seen that tonight. There's been a lot of opportunities I felt the San Joaquin Memorial has missed on a few possessions where they've missed some easy 5-4 footers, haven't gone their way. Bullard's been able to counteract that. But, you know, I feel like San Joaquin Memorial is the more talented team, right? I don't think anybody would argue that. But Bullard is sticking with it with really good defense. We've seen them take a couple charges as well, winning a lot of those 50-50 plays. A few times they haven't gotten back on defense and coming up a couple of layups. But, you know, I've been impressed with Bullard so far. San Joaquin Memorial, you know, when times get tough, right, you want guys to come up and make big shots. We saw Sadu with a couple nice fadeaways as well. Jackson Silverson had a nice shot too. But, you know, San Joaquin Memorial defensively, they're doing a pretty good job, in my opinion. They're not going to come up and press you a little bit like Bowler does, just makes you work for it. But hey, you know, basketball is a game of runs. In eight minute quarters like high school plays, sometimes it's tough to get on little runs like that. But again, going back to those big shots by San Joaquin Memorial, that's been the difference in the game so far. They could have found themselves down 33-30 at half.
And as we navigate, of course, there's some stuff going on around the region here, and there's certain aspects. And, Paul, today marks the exact one-month time until we are at Sellin today.
What do we got? The 27th
today, and we are going to be at Sellin in exactly a month. And as we continue to navigate, just real quick thoughts on just the landscape of basketball as we're a month out from being courtside for that wonderful Central Section Championship weekend.
Yeah, we were talking about that last Saturday, how the season is just absolutely flying by. You think about the different phases of a basketball season. You think of the non-league games, right, or the summer, right? You get ready for non-league games. You play your non-league games, then you play in tournaments. Then league starts, and before you know it, playoffs are here. We're going to know the playoff seedings on February 11th in Selland Arena, like you mentioned, the 27th to 28th. So, you know, playoff basketball, to me, there's absolutely nothing like it. St. Joe's right now on the boys' side is a clear-cut number one. You talk about a Buchanan team that's really good. You talk about the San Joaquin Memorial squad as well. You talk about Bakersfield Christian, Bullard, right? They'll probably be an 8 or 9 seed. You know, these teams know each other really, really well. There's no secrets. The scouting report is out on a lot of these teams, but playoff basketball is going to be a lot of fun.
How about that girls' race?
There's a game going on right now, Phil. It's pretty darn important. You're talking about the Clovis West and Central East game? Yeah, so the last time we checked about 3 minutes ago, Clovis West was up 22-21 at half. So another grinded-out game. Can the Golden Eagles lose two games in league? It's never been done.
Crazy.
As long as Craig Campbell's been there?
Yeah.
It could happen tonight.
It's going to be interesting as we follow along. So we'll keep you posted for sure. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll go keys, second half, adjustments, all that. Stay with us, 36-35. Memorial leads at the half over Bullard on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, 2:46 to go in this third quarter, 46-40. Memorial leading over Bullard, and you get a sense Memorial's starting to get in their rhythm a little bit in this third quarter, Paul.
Yeah, a little bit. That was a momentum timeout called by Coach Adamson to settle his team down and say, hey, a lot of basketball left in this one still.
Sly getting it to Coleman at the top. Coleman now turns around. He's guarded by Olin Rwanju. Now trying to get it over to Kyler. Kyler guarded tightly by Walters.
Yeah, not easy.
Getting it over to Coleman. Coleman with Olin Rwanju on him. 11 on the shot clock. He drives into the key, trying to find some space. Corner three, Zamora. He finds him. Too strong on the backside. And Spees gets the rebound over Sly.
Well, remember that last possession where he blocked the shot, kept it in bounds. Gave his team a chance. I like it.
Sadu, heat check from the top of the arc. No good. Rebound, Bullard. Coleman the other way now. Screen set. Pull back. Now he gets it to Zamora. Zamora driving. Contact on the body for Schalk. Over to Coleman on the other side now. Coleman driving on Spees to the baseline. Tried to pass back. No one was home. Fight for the loose basketball. Bullard picks it back up. It's Mason now flying in on the right side. High off the glass. Gets it to go.
Yeah, nice shot. Put it right above the square. Pretty.
4-point lead for the Panthers. Schalk flying the other way. Now double teamed. Over to the corner. High pass. Walters able to save it on the near side. He gets it over to Sadu in the corner. Sadu's going to fire another 3-pointer. Rattles home. All around the world and down.
Yeah, it did. How many parts of that rim did it hit? Most of it.
So another three, and it's a 7-point lead for Memorial. More subs coming for Bullard. Sly handing it off to Zamora. Zamora picks up the basketball. Over to Mason. Mason crossover. Tries to step into the key. Blocked away by Walters. Here comes Sadu the other way. He's got Schalk. A nice defense from Zamora to cut off the passing lane. Sadu able to gather it, though, and throw it up to Schalk. And now Schalk has the basketball dribbling, and they're going to reset on the possession here.
They better. Brad's yelling at him. Slow it down. Slow it down. Get a good shot here.
A three could get the lead in double digits for Memorial here. Schalk's going to try it. On its way. And good. 52-42. Memorial's just largest lead.
Yeah, back-to-back threes from Sadu and Schalk. The impressive guards for Memorial.
Bullard looking to get any sort of momentum going into the fourth quarter. 20 seconds to go. They have the shot clock off. Zamora guarded tightly. Handing it off to Kyler. Kyler picks up the basketball. Sadu tight on him. Gets it over. Yeah. Olin Rwanju picks it off the other way. Flying ahead. Layup. Foul. And one. No, they're going to say it was on the floor on the gather. So no layup for Olin Arwaju. It was really close. But it is his third foul for Kingston Sly. It's two free throws. No, excuse me, it's not in the bonus, so it's not free throws for Olin Arwaju. It's possession for Memorial. 5.3 seconds to go.
And Memorial's really stepped up their defense in this third quarter. Nothing's been easy for Bullard.
Sadu will inbound. Pass to Spies. Spies flies up. Blocked away. Hynix was able to get it out of the hands. It's still Memorial basketball. 2.7 seconds to go. Sadu going to inbound again. Into the Spies. Pass back Sadu. Sadu tries it and well short of the two-point shot fadeaway. And it's a 10-point lead at the buzzer. Start of the fourth quarter coming its way here. 52-42 on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
10-point lead as substitutions here for Bullard, looking to get some sort of cut into this lead. A loose ball fought underneath. Hynix has it, flows it out of bounds. I thought it might have deflected off Silverstrom's hands, and I think it did. That's where the ref saw it, and so Bullard retains possession here to start. Acuna will inbound over to Zamora, 18 on the shot clock. They're down 10. Got to cut into it. Turnaround jumper, no good, and Memorial with the rebound.
Now Coleman on the bench for Bullard to start this quarter.
Shock. He's tested early in this game with the two fouls. He's been good since. He's going to have another three on its way. It's short on the left side. And a ball loose behind. Olin Arwaju dives on it. And a throwaway from the Bullard side, who picked it up, and Memorial with the basketball. And enough Silverstrom flies in. Kick out, three-pointer on its way. Olin Arwaju short. No good. Bullard with the basketball. Teammates fighting for it here. And now it's up ahead. Dixon up ahead. Hynix. Hynix fakes the shot. No good. Fight for the ball. It's loose. And Connor's able to get it over Spies. And it's an 8-point deficit now for the Knights.
Good job by Connors, just keeping with it. They needed that bucket.
Driving baseline, Spies, who's falling, and what do we got here? I missed the call.
I think they called travel.
Travel. Student section was in my way of the call here, so you couldn't really see what it was, but that did look like a travel, and so another turnover here, so maybe one more minute of rest here for Coleman. We're going to get a little wipe down on the court, so you can understand the mindset of Coach Amundson here of trying to just squeeze as much rest out of your stars and then lean on them to get a comeback here.
I think so. And Memorial coming out with their starters in this fourth quarter, too. I think he would ride them all the way to the end of the game.
Acuna flies in. Nice feed into Hynix, who gets it between two defenders. And now it's a 6-point deficit for the Knights.
Hynix has quick hops off of 2 feet.
The junior. Skinny, but he's got some game in there. Chuck over it up Spies to the corner to Sadu, who holds it, now puts it to the floor. Pull up two-pointer over the defender, too strong on the backside. And another rebound for Bullard. A little bit of a run here to start this fourth quarter. Zamora dribbling it to the right side. Hands it Connors, cutting in over Spies, and one! Tyler Connors has a chance to cut it to three.
Oh, that was impressive. Spies was waiting on the help side. He was there. Connor challenged him. Got the and one over the 6'9".
6:03 to go. No good on the free throw, so it'll stay a 4-point deficit. Shock with the basketball the other way. Up ahead to Spies, who flies in, and he can slam it with two hands as Hynix bit on the pass, and he was wide open underneath.
Yeah, first bucket in the fourth quarter for Memorial. Emphatic dunk from Spies.
6-point lead. Knights trying to get through it. Connors had it knocked away from his hand and went out of bounds, and here comes Sly and Coleman to check in. And here's go time for the Knights. We're down six with 5:36 to go, but here come their dogs.
All right, let's mark it. 5:36, Phil, as you said, 6-point game.
Zamora to inbound. He's been late on these passes, just gets it out. No, it's a timeout for Amundsen, and Zamora's been sketchy on those inbounds. We'll talk about it next, so let's take a timeout. 54-48 with 5:36 to go in this game on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, Bullard back in. They had to burn that timeout. Zamora had a tough time getting in it, getting the ball in on that possession. And the game, for as much as Bullard had a tough third quarter here, they feel like they can get back into this with a couple possessions. Really good start to this fourth quarter, and now Coleman and Sly the other way. Sly's got the three fouls, but that's not really in much of danger at the moment. Should be buckling up for a pretty good finish here at the home of the Knights. It always is when Memorial and Bullard play. So Morin trying to inbound it. Gets ahead. Sly over Spies. Short on the left-handed rebound.
Yeah, it was there.
Shock flying in. Stops. Turns around. Kicks it out. Silverstrom three. On its way. And good.
Yeah, I've heard a lot from Silverstrom on the offensive end. He's one of the talented guards. Does a little bit of everything on the court. Big three by him.
Connor's looking to answer with the three. It's short and a rebound. Shock. Shock ahead. Silverstrom. Coleman guarding him up and under. Way strong on the layup attempt. And here comes a fight for the basketball in the middle. Connor's not knocked away. Fight for it. Slides underneath and
should be a jump ball, yeah.
A little jump ball. Possession arrow is turned to the... Oh, we got a little bit of something extra here in the middle of the court. Olin Rwaju, I think, maybe caught a technical here.
I heard a whistle from the ref. I didn't see a technical sign. I think they're going to get together and talk about it. But on the jump ball, Sly was on the ground, and Olin Rwaju was the one that got the jump ball. I think he stood over him for a little bit. Might have said something. Not quite sure, but yeah. The referees are going to sort it out.
Silverstrom's trying to talk to the refs. So we got a technical foul. I see a technical signaled at the scorer's table. Yeah, Dominic Olin Rwaju is going to get the technical. So that's going to be his second personal foul. And this should be free throws in possession for Bullard here. So down nine, this is a huge opportunity. A door open for this Knights team. As it was just a loose ball in the middle of the field, in the middle of the court. Guys are fighting for it.
Yep.
Just a little too much extra stuff after the whistle. Coleman's going to shoot the first one, and it rattles home. KFC bucket there for Javance Coleman Jr. 8-point deficit now. Can cut it to seven with 4:59 to go in this basketball game. Good. KFC free throw there for Javance Coleman. It's a 7-point deficit and Bullard basketball now. They could cut it to as low as four in terms of the deficit here. Zamora inbounding it to Coleman on the backcourt. Now we'll bring it across the timeline into the front court. Zamora over to Coleman. Coleman fakes the shot. Now he drives in. Kick out. It's Dixon. Three-pointer. No good. Strong. Flying in with the rebound is Kelly Hudson. Kelly's wide open in the corner. He realizes it. Shoots the three. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Kelly Hudson saves it. Underneath. Foul. Dixon shot it. We'll see if it's on the shot or if it's going to be on the floor. Number five, which is Aiden Walters. And it was on the shot. It's two free throws for T.J. Dixon.
Well, they're just relentless, aren't they? Right? Every time you think Memorial's going to gather the basketball, even on that jump ball, it was actually Bullard's possession, but Memorial did a good job. Right? They are so scrappy.
First free throw. No good. Dixon off the back iron. So one more to go.
Yeah, Olin Rwaju out of the game, replaced by Walters. Just let him cool off a little bit.
Dribbles the basketball twice. Spins it in his hand and on its way. 0 for 2 trip. That's a killer for Bullard. 4:30 to go now, and Memorial with the rebound, and Sadu bringing it across now. Sadu dribbling it, guarded by Dixon. Bullard needs stops. Spees underneath, guarded by Sly. It's been a matchup all night. Uses the body, blocked by Sly. Ball is loose. Spees tries to save it out of bounds. Finds Schalk. Schalk going to float it up ahead. No good, and a rebound for Bullard. Here comes Coleman the other way. 3-on-2 opportunity. Dixon flying down the middle. Right-hand layup, yes! 4 minutes to go. It's a 5-point Memorial lead. Schalk now bringing it across the midcourt. 57-52, 3:48 to go. To the corner, Silverstrom open three on its way and knocks it down. And we got a timeout, a full timeout from Coach Rozdowski. We'll stay right here and talk about it, though. 60-54 with 3:41 to go. And, Paul, that three was huge from Jackson Silverstrom.
Yeah, and just when you think Bullard's just making a, getting to within three or four in the second half after being only down one at halftime, Memorial comes back with a big three-pointer. Silverstrom's hit a couple in this quarter. You know, that's something Memorial can do, right? I mean, Bullard scrapping for everything, grinding. Memorial could come back and all of a sudden, boom, they're up by seven, they're up by eight, as they are right now. Coach Rod Rozdowski, talking about taking care of the basketball. Still a lot of game left, right? 3:41, make every possession count. 35-second shot clock in the high school game, right? Take good shots. Right? You got lots of options. You could drive and dish and kick. For Bullard, you got to keep forcing the action, right? You got to keep going after Sandwich Key Memorial players underneath like they've done all game. Hopefully, one of these other guys besides Coleman can hit a couple shots from the outside.
Something of note, no team fouls in this quarter for Bullard. That's going to matter when they're trying to make a comeback with what they're down here. Down eight with 3:30 to go. Sly, it was knocked away, and fight for the basketball, and Silverstrom's able to pick it up. Another deflection goes Memorial way here. So now a defensive stop needed for Bullard. Schalk dribbling it to Sadu. Sadu now standing at the midcourt. Dribbling with the left hand. Guarded by Dixon. Dribbles to the right. Flies into the key. Pull up jumper over Sly. He's fouled. And that's Kingston Sly's fourth foul. And that's our first player in foul trouble in this one. So free throws for Sadu.
Well, good offense by Memorial. Shot it with 20 seconds left on the shot clock.
On its way. No good. Miss for Sadu. Coach Rednoski, I see, I think I read lips. He said, how many free throws have we missed tonight?
Bill.
Sly checks out.
They're literally called free throws, right? They're free.
They're free.
Take the gift.
Second one good. It's a 1-for-2 trip for Sadu. It's a 9-point lead with 3 minutes to go. Bullard's got to giddy up here. Zamora dribbling to the right side, has some space, throws it up there into the rim, and a nice little floater on the mid-range, and it's now down to 7. 61-54, Memorial leads, under 3 to go. Sadu dribbling the basketball on Coleman, throws it just over to between 2 to Memorial Panthers. Schalk was able to pick it up, and now he's dribbling it. Over to the right side by the logo now, 15 on the shot clock. Guarded by Connors. Schalk getting inside Spees. Spees turns over to the corner. Silverstrom three on its way. No good on the right side. Rebound Bullard. Here we go. Connors to the midcourt. Guarded by Spees. Little mismatch here at the top of the arc. Connors trying to find someone to pass it to as he picked up his dribble. Zamora now has it. Screen set. Zamora poked away momentarily, getting it over to Kelly Hudson. Kelly Hudson behind the back dribble. 14 on the shot clock. Coleman's got it now at the top of the arc. Hesitates. Now drives, and he's fouled. It'll be on the floor. So no shot. And it was a foul on Silverstrom, his second. So inbound for Bullard. 2 minutes to go in this basketball game, down 7.
Fourth team foul, Memorial. I think we got another timeout from Roz.
We'll stay right here with 2 minutes to go.
Rod's going to his cheat sheet, keeps in his pocket. Most coaches do. Got their baseline out of bounds plays. Sometimes they got the names of the referees on that sheet so they know who to yell at.
When you talk about, what in these situations, do you think about the guys who, when you get the basketball, you can poke at them a little bit, the guys you can kind of make a little frenetic when the, you know, they're not as strong dribblers as some other guys? Is that something you talk about in these situations?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, basketball has become all about matchups, right? And taking advantage of that. The scouting report on both these teams, right, is extensive. These guys have been playing against each other for years. So, right, you study the tendencies. You try to guard the out-of-bounds, right? You remember last time they got the layup, the alley-oop did Bullard. So you got to guard against that. They got Spies underneath guarding Sly, which is smart.
Coleman up to Zamora now. Coleman's going to peel off a screen. He's standing at the free throw line. Now puts it to the floor. Spin, turn around, kick out. Ooh. Dixon had a little bit of a look, but he pulls up now as he tried to dribble inside out Silverstrom. He's got to find someone. Coleman now at the top of the arc. Coleman dribbling left hand. Guarded by Spies. Over to the corner. Dixon, three-pointer. Catch and shoot on its way and knocks it down. It's a four-point deficit for Bullard with 1:34 to go in this game. Sadu,
pressure.
Full court pressure now as Bullard's bringing it back in this basketball game. They get up ahead, though, and so it's half-court defense here for the Knights. Sadu holding the basket now. Now puts it to the floor, handing it to Spies. Spies back to Sadu. Thought about the three, laying it up and in. What a crafty layup for Sadu.
Absolutely. He is so strong going to the hoop. Laid it up perfectly.
Six-point lead for the Panthers. Flying in Dixon, getting it to Sly. Sly guarded by Spies. Blocked away once. Blocked away twice. Fight for the rebound. And it's off of Walters. Stays Bullard basketball.
Yeah, block party by Spies against the freshman. What I liked about him is that he didn't jump up too quickly. He didn't follow through really hard either. Just waited for Sly to go up and poked it away.
Under a minute to go. Coleman with the basketball as the inbound. Drives the baseline, now pulls back. Now he's going to cross-court pass over to Connors. They need points in quick. Float to the basketball. Sly was not there, and it's a turnover. And they need a foul here if you want to extend this basketball game. They got a foul three times to force free throws, and they finally do it with 39 seconds to go, down six. TJ Dixon, his second. They're going to need foul three more times to force free throws.
Yeah, frustrating possession for Bullard on that. I think you're right, Phil. They try to lob it to Sly. It's kind of those in-betweeners, right? Do I throw it short? Do I throw it long?
Checking in Mason. They're checking in Hynix. A lot of guys who have no fouls on them, so this is kind of a play to just get some guys so it doesn't cost them. Inbounding it is Walters. Ball's loose and it's poked away to Coleman, but Coleman turns it over to Silverstrom, over to Spies, up ahead, shot play, and it was all ball, I think. He got all ball. Looked violent underneath, but he did get all ball and it went out of bounds. So it stays Memorial basketball. Hard fall for Schalk there.
Yeah, Coleman coming from behind. I thought Spies was going to be able to put it up.
I think Coach Rosofsky wanted that foul a little bit. It was a little hard contact, but I think Coleman got all ball at the top there. We got a timeout. They're going to let Schalk maybe gather himself a little. It was a hard fall on that court there.
Yeah, Spies did a good job of passing the basketball again. I thought he could have gone up, but passed it to wide open Schalk. Tried to go up off 2 feet. Coleman from behind is one of those, right, where you get caught up high. Coleman had the ball on top as well, kind of met him at the peak. Followed through a little bit. Yeah, hard fall, but, yeah, they didn't call foul, right, Phil?
No foul. It was okay. Just out of bounds. It was off of Coleman.
So where's the possession arrow? Sorry, Phil. You got a good angle.
We've possession. Got it pointing to the Memorial
okay.
side. So, Paul, no foul there, too, and they wasted 10 seconds running around with that kind of possession. They were able to get a turnover momentarily. Yep. Coleman then turned it over right back. So I'm sure Coach Robinson is just talking about foul as quickly as you can.
Right away.
Free throws are not guaranteed for Memorial, but you feel like if you get a couple, you go up eight, you feel pretty good as a Panther fan to lock in this one up. So it's an inbound for the Panthers. Sadu is going to be the inbounder. As we get set up, Referee's talking to Spies.
Both rest. Talking each. Yeah, Bowler's like, well, I'm going to foul him right away.
Inbound Sidhu. Looking to find someone. Gets it to Spies. Over to Sidhu. Sidhu curls off the screen.
They
over to the
foul.
Corner.
They
They're just
going to
shoot
shooting?
It. And knock it down. Ty Schock ices this one as they're up 9 with 20 seconds to go. And a turnover inside the key. Schock up ahead to Walters. And Memorial looks well on their way to potentially gaining big-time control on the C-Mac tonight. As Bullard will say, here's the white flag. The Panthers come into Bullard and win 66-57 right here on 1430 ESPN. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with our post-game show next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Post-game show is 66-57, our final here. And we're joined by head coach of Memorial, who a winner tonight. Brad Razovsky joins us. And, Brad, how do you characterize this one? Bowler Memorial, always a fascinating matchup. How do you characterize the matchup tonight and the way it went down?
Yeah, you know, you hear the old saying, you guys have been around a while, you throw out the records, and it's a rivalry. It's always tough to play here. And their pace dictated us early. We took some quick ones, and, you know, we had ourselves a ball game. So, but Silverstrom and Schock hit some big shots down the stretch, whereas I thought Parker was really good. Most of that rebounded and defending Javance and you know what? It wasn't perfect, but coming here is tough, and I thought we did what we needed to win the game.
Well, let me ask you about that a little more basketball-specific. Parker Spies is 6'9", Javance Coleman, we know what he could do with the basketball, inside-outside guy. You know, kind of go through your thought process of why putting one of your best defenders on a guard like Javance.
Yeah, you know, we did it last year when they had the Felder kid. Parker did a great job. We kind of mixed it up with Javance. We gave him a 6'9 guy, and then we gave him a little rabbit in Jackson to chase him around, so made him. And I thought, you know, I don't think he, I'm not sure if he scored in the second half, but I thought we did a really good job. Give him different looks of what we were trying to do, but really tough to shoot over a 6'9 guy. That was kind of the goal.
Yeah. Talk about that run at the end of the second quarter, because that felt like it changed the aspect of the way this game was going. Bullard was kind of arm's length away, and then, you know, when they didn't have Coleman on, you guys kind of kept the starters on, and then you found those two threes at the end. Did you feel like that was kind of the point of the game where you felt like the guys calmed down a little bit? They were up one at the half instead of the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, Phil, they're shooting a wide open three with about 2 minutes to go, up six, I think. It could have been 9. We ended up hitting a couple threes. I went in the locker room telling them, we didn't play very well and you're up one. We got to be better. I thought we were really good defensively. I think, what, they have 57 points?
Yeah.
They had 19 and or 21 in the second half.
Seven in the third quarter.
Yeah, so I thought we did a pretty good job, you know, defensively on them, what they were trying to do.
Basketball season is a grind, and Phil and I were talking like, hey, in one month, Selden Arena.
Exactly
a month, Selden Arena. You know, you try to pace your coaching and how hard you get on the guys and fatigue and all that stuff, right, throughout a season. Where do you think your basketball team is at right now?
Yeah, we're not, you know, obviously we played the number one team in the section, number four in the state, and, you know, we weren't good enough to beat them. And right now that's the one everyone's trying to beat. And depending on the seedings, we could have to go back there. So right now, you know, we're good enough to beat some teams. But our ultimate goal is to try to win a section title, and St. Joe's probably a team in the way for most of us. So we're not good enough to beat them right now, and that's things we have to kind of tone up and practice and moving forward.
Of course, you got a few weeks left with league and then wrapping up the regular season. So what is this part of the season about, these regular season games, and getting you guys set up to know what it takes through that tournament phase, the do-or-die games that you'll be facing?
Yeah, Phil, a game like this, you know, we haven't had a lot of close ones. We've had a few, but games like this, you kind of face some adversity early. Crowd was in, the student section's great here, and little adversity is good for you right now this time of year. And we faced it and thought we hit some shots down the stretch and did a good job defensively.
All right, well, congrats on the win. It didn't come easy. It never comes easy here at Bullard High, and I'm sure you know that firsthand. So.
It's fun here, though. I know our gym's a lot of fun, but we enjoy coming here and playing, and you guys always do a great job, and appreciate you having me on.
Well, we enjoyed calling the game, and Paul, I'm sure you enjoyed it as well. It was fantastic.
Of course I do, right?
It was a lot of fun up here.
And Brad's going to come on the show with the 6'9" kid as well on Saturday, so we're going to get to know them a little bit better and
there you go.
Talk more hoops.
There you go. All right, Brad.
Sounds good. Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Bryce.
Good luck on the year. All right, Brad Rasnowski with us on 1430. We'll take a break. We'll have the rest of our postgame next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, and Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Well, the clock strikes 8, and we're on our final segment here of our postgame show as Memorial comes into Bullard's house and beats them by 9, 66-57, the final, and a stranglehold now, you could call it, with Memorial leading in the CMAC. Feel like they're poised to capture that regular season title now with this win, and Paul, I think they're looking more above beyond the CMAC title, but it's nice to at least put yourself on the inside track for that. But what's your kind of like final assessment of the way you saw Memorial play tonight in a challenge game like this?
Yeah, you know, this is a team, I believe this is my fifth time watching them. Not a real deep team, as we kind of saw that tonight. They only go 7 deep, rely a lot on those first 5 guys. Very balanced, right? You got Parker in the middle. You got Oliver Waju at 6'6" that can do a little bit of everything too. Silverstrom, as you mentioned, Phil off air. He kind of has his hand or his nose, however you want to phrase it, you know, in everything, right? Defensively, can hit a 3 as well. It's a very good basketball team. I like how Brad. You know, he's won a state championship, right? He's coached Jalen Green. He's coached some of the best players in Memorial history. He knows basketball. He knows where the team is at. He's like, hey, we're all chasing St. Joe's, right? Actually, I don't even think he mentioned St. Joe's. He said, you know, that number 4 team in the state. You know, he knows his squad. He knows they're going to have to just somehow play a next gear up, right? I think they're going to go undefeated in the league. Playoffs are going to start. If they get that 4 seed, right, which is looking like because Bakersfield Christian holds a tiebreaker over them.
Could repeat history from last year.
They're going to have to go back again last Saturday. So, you know, Coach Roz knows that they're going to have to just take it up a notch, play a little bit better, get some more 50-50 balls, shoot a better percentage from the three-point land, hit all their free throws. That's what it's going to take. You know, you got to beat St. Joe's. The road's going to go through them, right? So preparing to make a nice run to Selland Arena, definitely on their mind.
If you wanted to beat them, you're going to have to beat them at some point anyway, right?
Yep. So,
and that's the goal for Memorial, of course. And any last thoughts on Bullard real quick, just to kind of assess what you saw tonight?
I liked what I saw, I'll be honest, right? You know, you want to give yourself a chance late in the ball game to win the game. We're talking about that shot that Ty Shock shot up 6 with 13 seconds left. And say he doesn't make it, Phil. Bullard comes back, gets a long rebound, shoots a 3, makes it, calls a timeout, get a steal off the inbounds, and shoot a 3, make it.
Through Razowski's head.
Of course it does. It's high school kids for you sometimes. And, you know, I love the way that Bullard doesn't back down from anybody. They get after it. That's how they practice. That's the MO of their coach. They play as an extension of their coaching staff. They play hard. Rebounding-wise, right? Remember I said they're going to be overmatched, right? 6 going against 6'6", 6'9", 6'4". Heck, Phil, they rebounded the ball very well tonight.
Very well.
Right? Very well. So they're a tough, gritty team, not a whole lot of, like, high-explosive-type players. But they know their roles. They do a good job with it. And, you know, they were in it at the end, actually. You know, they were only down 1.5. So good team. I like watching them play.
Well, let's pick our Valley Athletics star of the game tonight. We went into this segment undecided, and we may have to debate it right here on air. I have an entry. You have an entry. Where are we leaning? It could go. There's this kind of game where it doesn't really seem like a standout guy. It was kind of a team effort from Memorial. I think a big momentum plays with Ty Shock and a lot of the defensive side and the hands getting into passing lanes for Bullard and keeping them at bay. But you like Parker Spies and what he did on both ends of the court. I would lean the tie to break Schalk's way. Because Spies won it the last time we broadcasted.
Oh, you're pulling that out. I like deferring to seniors too, Phil. So yeah, right. You know what? Parker did a great job defensively.
Yeah.
Had that nice dunk, right? That kind of baseline dunk he had.
Mm-hmm.
Ty made some three-pointers, right? Let's say if he missed some of those threes, they didn't go in.
Yeah.
Buller gets a rebound. Those types of things. Again, he made that three to make it a 9-point game.
Right.
He knew he had it all the way. I'm sure that's what he would say. Of course, coach, I'm a shooter. I'm going to make it every time I shoot. All right. Let's go with Ty.
We're going Ty Schalk?
Let's do it.
Ty Schalk, our Valley Athletics star of the game tonight. All right, let's look ahead and a little bit of a different look at the schedule, of course. And next week we will not be broadcasting a game because
where are you going to be, Phil?
I'm going to be in San Francisco for the
What's
Radio
Row,
a little Super Bowl thing going on. Patriots Seahawks. We're going to be there all week getting you set for that one, which you can listen to on 1430. Leading up, all kinds of guests, and unfortunately, we'll have to wait on the basketball for a little bit, but we have one locked in potentially in 2 weeks that we're eyeing, and why not? I'll say it on air.
Go for it.
I'm sure the people will welcome us at Clovis North. We're looking at Clovis West, Clovis North to close out the track season, regular season, up at the home of the Broncos. You down for that?
Down for that. Yeah. Rivalry game.
Rivalry.
Right?
Yeah.
Memorial Bullard, Clovis North, Clovis West. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll call
McKay Edmondson really quick.
That's right.
He became the leading scorer in school history.
Yeah.
Last week. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll look at the Broncos again, and we'll get our second look at the Eagles again as well. When we last saw them at the tournament early in the year against, what was it, Bakersfield? Or who they play?
That was one of the directional schools.
Was it North? I'm trying to remember.
No, it was not North. It was South.
Was it South?
South of Bakersfield? Yeah.
That's right. So we'll have that. That's our last broadcast of the regular season. And then, of course, we will look to the playoffs. And who knows what those brackets will look like. And I'll tell you what, maybe I'll make this announcement right now. We'll have two playoff games the following week. So
2 in 1 week?
2 in 1 week. Paul, you got the energy to do 2 in 1 week?
Come on, man. Let's go. Absolutely. You know me.
And then, like we said, a month from today, we'll be at Cellon Arena. We're looking at potentially 4 games. We'll see. We'll see how it all shakes out, what the schedule looks like. We're looking to do 2 per day. Of course, it's all dependent on who's there. But I have a good feeling we'll see some teams we're familiar with. So looking forward to that. Paul, lastly, your show coming up Saturday. You tease that you're going to have some of the Memorial guys, but you're working on getting some other guys on.
I do. It's going to be a heavy hitter show.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Coach Rosnovsky and Parker Spies are coming on. I got a line on Tony Edmondson and son McKay.
There you go.
Coming on as well. They got the little hoopsters, so hopefully they can escape from those little munchkins for a while. And then Garrett Brown, he was on the show 4 years ago when I first started out.
Yeah.
Head coach of Bakersfield Christian. So, yeah, I got, I could say, like, what, 3 of the top potentially 5 or 6 seeds.
Wow.
In Division One coming on the show
covered
Saturday. So, yeah, pretty excited about talking
lastly,
to those guys.
FPU tomorrow. What do we got?
Yeah, baseball. Baseball is in the air, Phil.
Okay.
Spring training's right around the corner. But
so we're talking to
FPU
Hirsch
baseball.
Now?
Yep, Oscar's coming on. I think four guys on the roster are coming on, too.
Should be
790.
Good. 790. I may not see you tomorrow again with all the Laker early.
45-minute show, Phil. How do you do it?
It's such a labor. Anyways. All right, Paul. We got to wrap it up. Appreciate you as always. Excuse me. And what a great game we get to do. Great job we get to do here.
One more thing, Phil.
Yeah, what do you got?
We got an update from my buddy.
Yeah.
He's at the Buchanan and Clovis boys game.
All right, last little score update.
We do. Clovis is now up 6 with 2:24 left in the game.
Wow. That'd be a big upset.
It'd be a big upset.
Hey, Memorial would like that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
A little seating potential,
right?
Switch up?
Maybe? Yeah,
I don't know.
Could
We'll look at it. All right, we'll break it all down during the week and all that stuff. So appreciate it as always. Paul, great job by you.
Great job by you.
Great job by Jorge in the studio. We saw Joe with the videography, so we'll see some images from tonight's game as well. For Phil Bonatti, we're wrapping it up here at Bullard High. Your final on 1430 ESPN. Memorial beats the Bullard 66-57.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A+ Signs, Mega Prints, K California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.